If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. Plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals. And safe for all skin types, even acne prone. No greenwashing, no filler. Just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica. Non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's X.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Wall Street journalist Evan Gershkovich remains in Russian custody, accused of a clear falsehood of spying for fill in the blank. He's 31 years old. He's a professional reporter in Moscow, in Russia, these last months of the war. And his detention is an example of how authoritarian regimes control the news to their own people. Mary Anastasia O'Grady is the America's columnist and editor for the Wall Street Journal. And Mary uses the illustration of the tragedy of Evan Gershkovich, who has no prospect for being released until and if, to illustrate how dictators throughout the world, especially in the Americas, have used the same ploy to control the news. Mary, a very good evening to you. Who is Evan Gershkovich that he's being persecuted by Vladimir Putin's regime? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, Evan Gershkovich is a Wall Street Journal reporter who was credentialed to live and work in Russia. His family is actually, his parents came from the Soviet Union. He was born in the U.S., but raised in a household where Russian was spoken and was in love with Russia. And he went back there to work for the journal. And as I say, he was fully credentialed to do his job. He wrote a story, a double byline story, on, I believe it ran March 28th, which had a Moscow dateline and talked about what a mess the Russian economy is. And talked about how there was no money and there was a problem with, basically productivity and that the economy is really in the tank. The next day, he was arrested by Russian authorities and accused of espionage, which, of course, there's absolutely no grounds for such an accusation. The Wall Street Journal vehemently denies that he was doing any such thing in Russia. But they're holding him. And I referred to my column, him as a hostage, Vladimir Putin's hostage. And that's what he is. He's basically being used by the regime, I think, partly because they want journalists to come to Russia and tell sanitized stories about life in Russia. And that's what they expect from foreign journalists. And when you have a journalist like Evan who actually does his job, they get very upset.
We go immediately to examples of how this works. It works. It's effective. Mary mentions Jimmy Lai being jailed by the Chinese Communist Party for speaking the truth with his newspaper, Apple Daily. But the example I like best is the compare and contrast. A Canadian journalist in 1966, I learned this from Mary's column, Paul Kidd wrote the facts about the persecution of people in Cuba. And what happened to Paul Kidd, Mary?
Well, he was expelled. But the strange thing about Paul Kidd was that, and again, this goes to the idea that these regimes, they're perfectly happy to have foreign reporters on their turf, but they think that they can control them with a combination of carrots and sticks, access and intimidation. And in the case of Paul Kidd, he was allowed to go to Cuba. He actually says that he flew in a Soviet-built aircraft from Havana to Camagüey, where he did a lot of his reporting. He was able to get and see labor camps and other things going on in Cuba that obviously the authorities didn't realize that he made his way to these kinds of places in Cuba in 1966, and he reported on them. And because he did that, and it's quite a riveting report that he filed, because he did that, they expelled him. Because, again, you can come into the country, You can write about the beautiful beaches in Cuba. You can write about our, you know, our music festivals, but don't dare write about what really is going on in the island. And if that happens, then you're going to be in trouble.
Even before the persecution, there was reason to believe that the dictator Castro could use the American media to advance his ambitions. Mary cites the January 59 entry of Castro into Havana, celebrated around the world as a victory for the revolution. But this followed a New York Times reporter, Herbert Matthews, report on Castro as a comandante. What did Mr. Matthews write, Mary, and how did Castro gain from it?
Well, in 1957, he interviewed Castro in the Sierra Maestro when he was still a rebel. I mean, he hadn't been victorious yet. And I think some of the takeaways from that interview were, number one, that Castro was very charming and very wonderful and really just wanted to help the Cuban people. But secondly, that he had a very large army and that was a real threat to the dictator Batista, who he was trying to topple. After Castro went into Havana and triumphed, Herb Matthews continued to file glowing dispatches on Castro, even when, you know, in that first year he was executing people left and right in order to consolidate his power. So, you know, I'm sure that your listeners are aware of the William F. Buckley piece that was run, I think it was in 1961, where he ran a cartoon of Fidel sitting on the island, and the title of it was "I Got My Job Through the New York Times," because people felt that the favorable coverage of Castro in that during the revolution and then in the immediate aftermath was very helphelto him in allaying fears, any fears in the U.S. that he was going to be a dictator, which is, of course, what he turned out to be.
I'm following Mary's reporting. In 69, Castro expelled all American reporters. In 86, he persecuted reporters from Reuters and Agence France, deporting them. However, to make certain that this is not just about Castro, we come to November 2021. Protests, spontaneous protests in Cuba, and the new dictatorship, Castro's gone, expelled the entire Spanish news agency, EFE. It continues to work, Mary, the idea that you get rid of journalists who write the truth and you what? Apply the journalists who write what you want.
Well, exactly. And, you know, as I said in my column, you don't have to expel everybody. You just have to make an example of one or two. And in the case of EFE, the Spanish agency, they were all expelled, and that included cameramen and photographers, and the whole agency was expelled, and they eventually were brought back. But you have to believe that they were brought back, and they had learned a lesson, which is don't go outside of the bounds of what we say is acceptable about what you will report. And if you do that, you get in trouble. And that includes, by the way, talking to dissidents, reporting on dissidents, telling about, you know, food shortages and those sorts of things. There's some of it they will allow, but then there's a line that you're not allowed to cross.
That would explain why there hasn't been a subsequent arrest of a journalist talking about the Russian economy. Gershkovich is said to be the example that will intimidate, self-censor the other journalists. Do I read that correctly?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, you know, some news bureaus will pull their people out because they're worried about that. But others will stay there and just, you know, they'll like to be able to file news with a Moscow dateline, you know, with the backdrop of the iconic Red Square. But they really won't be telling you very much. And this is one thing I think it's really important for Americans to keep in mind when they see a report from, say, CNN filed from Cuba. I mean, you know, nobody is allowed to speak freely in Cuba, and certainly not international or local media.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, I'm John Mack.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.